When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, I know there's going to be some people out there that's going to hear this episode, and they're going to be all like, oh, it's T-Moz Boss not knowing how they accept criticism. It's T-Moz Boss this, T-Moz Boss that. Here's my thing, right? When I make videos, I make sure of it. You know, yes, there are times where I'm like, okay, if I know that the video and the program that I'm using is working perfectly fine, I'm not even going to bother to check it because, no, I know that the video is working. I'm like, okay, I usually do some test videos and see. And then after that, once I see that everything is working perfectly fine, I'm chilling. You know, I post my reactions, I post my gaming, I post videos from my other channels. I am chilling. I think the last time I made a mistake on my video, and I really don't want to jinx myself, but it was some time ago. But for the most part, I check if the audio is working. I check if the right microphone is being used. I check, like, if I'm doing a reaction video, I'm like, okay, let me see if the video is appearing on the screen. Okay, cool. Video is appearing on the screen. Can you guys see what's going on? Okay, you guys can see what's going on. Bro, when I tell you guys how many times on a regular at that, and it's like, and it's always just something different, and I'm thinking to myself, fam, maybe I should just sit here and just not do nothing. Just turn the camera on and just, and I still feel like somebody like, oh, you're not sitting right. You're sitting two and a half centimeters to the left when you should be 2.5 centimeters to the right. I'm like, people will find any and every reason to complain. And what's crazy, it's random people. Like, when I have my, the thing is this, all right? I would expect my friends to tell me, and I've had friends tell me, like, hey, you know, the video, there wasn't no audio, or this had happened in your video, or this had happened. Oh, your stream, the game isn't showing up. Whatever the situation is. But the thing is this, though. They are so respectful about it. You know, and these are my friends where I'm like, hey, we have crossed that bridge where disrespect is okay. We can say disrespectful things. We know we don't mean it. Why? Because we are the best of friends. Now, why is it that random people, right? Like, oh, so like, let's say for an example, I post a reaction video of me reacting like to some like body cam, like cop stuff, right? So I'm reacting to it. I'm giving off my opinion because that's the idea of me doing a reaction video is for me to add something to that video. Because if there is nothing to add to the video, then you might as well just watch the original video. Why is it that people get on me about talking in the video? They're all like, you talk too much. You're okay. Then my thing is this. Go watch the original video. It makes no sense to click on my video. You're expecting to watch the original video. And the funny thing is like, if you need a link to the original video, I literally put the link and the user's name that I reacted to. I put that stuff in the description. But people don't want to check that. They scroll right to the comments and they want to complain. See, the thing is this. People need to know the difference between criticism and complaining. Complaining, that it's like, fam, it's just, it's so cringy because I'm like, criticism, my thing is this. Criticism shouldn't come with disrespect. But a lot of times people are being disrespectful in these comment sections. So it's like, why is it that you can't just leave a comment and just be respectful at the same time? It's just be all like, you like, and my thing is this. But comments like that where you're talking on somebody talking too much in a video, you have to remember you're on their channel. So they're allowed to talk for however they want to talk, for however long they want to talk. So when people be tripping about stuff like that, I'm like, fam, do you not realize that this is my channel? That this channel says T-Moz Boss, so which means you guys are going to get T-Moz Boss content. Why is that so hard for people to understand? My thing is this. It's funny because I'll say stuff like that and people try to counter it. I'm like, no, there ain't no counters. You ain't gonna come to my channel and start telling me how to do videos or how to go to my streams, telling me how to do streams and all this other stuff. If you have an issue with my videos, my streams, whatever the situation is, fam, go somewhere else. It's not an invalid argument. It is common sense for anybody that wants to bring that crap back, all right? There is no such thing as an invalid argument, okay? No, it is people having common sense. That's people that want to be sitting around and debating and doing all that arguing stuff. And I'm like, no, 2024, ain't no arguing, ain't no debating, none of that. If you got an issue with me, go somewhere else about it. I do not care, all right? That is whatever you want to call it, fine, call it that. But I'm like, no. It's just, it's annoying when people, when they be leaving comments like that, because it's like, fam, if you are expecting me not to talk, then I'm like, then what's the point of me doing the video? You could just, like I just said, go watch the original video. But then the funny thing is, it's like, then I feel like I'll say some stuff like that, right, saying, go watch the original video. Then they're all like, well, I clicked on your reaction. Okay, then you're going to get my reaction. And if my reaction requires me to talk a lot, fam, I am going to talk a lot. I've never heard of a situation like that where a content creator is talking too much. I don't get that, because my thing is this. If you're a fan of the content creator or even the content that they're reacting to, if it's me talking too much, wouldn't that be a discussion? I'm saying, like, what am I supposed to do that? Like, put that instead of putting reaction in the title, I'm supposed to put a discussion or something? Like, oh, drunk driver goes crazy on cops, discussion. Try not to laugh, discussion. I'm trying to think, Halo 5, or no, Halo 7, whatever Halo's gonna come out next, discussion. I'm serious, like, does that, what difference would it make whether that's in the title or me just putting reaction in the title? Or am I not allowed to say words when having a reaction? If my thing is this, if I got more words than the next person, then that means that I paid attention to some things. I have stuff to talk about. Because I remember years ago when reaction videos started emerging in the scenes, and people wasn't really talking as much, you know, it's like they didn't really, you know, I feel like people didn't really, and you know, you have it at times where there's still videos like that that get uploaded and stuff. And my thing is this, if I feel that I'm not having that much of a reaction to the video, and it's usually like that in all my videos. So for the most part, I'm like, yeah, I gotta talk on something. There's something that I have to discuss. There's something that I have to say, you know, about whatever video that I'm reacting to, whether it's passing off advice, because yeah, you might not need that advice, but the other person might need that advice. You don't know what's going through that other person's head, but them watching my video. So like, let's say for an example, if I'm reacting to a video of a couple breaking up or something, and I decide to pass off some relationship advice. Yeah, you might not need that advice, but a person going through some stuff with their relationship, they might need that advice. So it really trips me out when people, they think that the video is supposed to cater to them, but I'm like, do you not realize that there are a lot of people on the internet, which means a lot of people are going to come across my video. Now, if you have an issue, again, with my videos or how I'm doing them, then fam, click the next video. Go watch the next video. It doesn't even have to be on my channel. Go watch another content creator. My thing is this. I would rather have you go and support another creator than to be in my comment sections trying to tell me how to do things. I know how to do things. If I feel that I don't need to talk in that video, then guess what? I am going to upload a video of me not talking. But if there is a video that requires work, and it's funny because like when you upload reaction videos, like that's one of the things that YouTube encourages. Like, so if I react to a video and the video gets copyright claimed, and then I'm like, you know, going through the process of like trying to get the claim taken away or something. So YouTube, they'll have that where it's all like, have you added like commentary, or like that's usually a good thing, I guess, for the reaction videos. Yes, if you add commentary. I add commentary. And so now all of a sudden I can't add comments. What's funny is that when people, when they watch my video, like if I'm reacting to them for an example, and I'm like, it's talking on whatever it is, like it could be a friend of mine's playing a video game, and I'm all like, oh yeah, I did that mission. That mission was crazy, you know, but how I did it was that instead of going straight through the enemies, I went around because there's a little secret passage. Nobody didn't know that. Guess what? I just said that in the video. But even if people, my thing is this, even if people do know the little secret passage on this made up fictional video that I'm talking about, my thing is this, the next person might not know it. Yeah, a group of people watching that video, they might know it. But honestly, watching that video and they did something different, so I'm like, maybe they being different, I don't know. But overall, I'm saying that just in case if somebody needs to know, you know, or if it's a friend of mine's, and they're posting a song, and they're like, hey, react to this song. Okay, cool, react to this song. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, this song's dope, man. Yeah, I see this, you know, being at festivals. I see this, you know, on the, like, if this would have been, like, in the early 2000s, I definitely would hear this song on the radio. Oh, this song's fire. No, yeah, and I'm like, but my thing is this. It's like, I'm not saying small little things like that because I feel like that's not enough. You know, like, I feel like if I'm going to do something with the video, I have to do something. I gotta change it up. I gotta add something else to that video. So it's kind of like you're getting two videos for the price of one. Excuse me. But I'm saying, though, it's stuff like that where I'm all like, bruh, even having it before where I've talked on this before where I remember somebody came to my channel and they were trying to get on me for the videos that I react to. And they were trying to get on me for reacting to tea videos. And it was one of my friends that they do a lot of different tea videos. But I more so call them like news videos because you're learning something from those videos rather than like, oh, it's just sitting around gossiping and stuff. Like, no, she's actually giving me information when watching her videos. But anyways, my friend Hot Tea, she has a tea channel. And yeah, she just talks on all the different things that's going on in the world. Why did this guy come to my channel trying to tell me what to react to and what not to react to? And he talked about he a fan. But I'm like, this is the first time I've seen you in my comment sections and you so-called claim you're a fan. My thing is this. I'm like, if it bothers you that much, then why even click and watch the video? You're not, dude, my thing is this. It says on YouTube how many videos I've uploaded onto my main channel. I think I've uploaded well over 8,000 videos onto my main channel. If you manage to see beyond all those videos and you clicked on that one video that you know you're not going to like, fam, you brought that on yourself. You 100% brought that on yourself. But let me see how many videos I have on my main channel. My thing is this. That's just my main channel. I have a whole... Hold on for it. Oh, it don't say here. Where does it usually say? Oh, I think I gotta go to my main... or click on my channel, actually. Yeah, 8,200 videos. I got 8,200 videos, and you mean to... At the time being, it was probably like 5,000, 6,000 or whatever or something. But my thing is this, it's like, you've seen past all those videos, and you wanted to click on the one video where I'm supporting my friend because you don't like tea videos. What does that got to do with me? What, at the end of the day, what do you think a person is going to do? Support their friend that's not hurting this person at all. This person can live their life without having to watch another tea video for the rest of their life. Whole life at that. But anyways, I said that twice, but whatever. So, or support my friend. What am I supposed to do with that? What am I supposed to do? Support my friend or listen to this random guy that so-called claims he's a fan? I think I'm going to go with option A. I think I'm going to continue supporting my friend because I don't see an issue with supporting my friend. And it wouldn't be no different if his friend was doing something and he's supporting it. Do you think you're going to listen to a random person on the street that's telling you not to support your friend? Somebody that you know, somebody that you done had conversations with, somebody that done shown you the same support. But I'm supposed to look this friend in the face and tell them, hey, sorry, this random in my comments that I've never seen before doesn't want me to support you anymore. And I got to listen to them because they're a fan. I'm telling you right now, there's people that so-called claim that they're a fan where they think they got way too much priority on a person's channel. And that's something that people need to understand right now is that you don't got no priority. You don't have no ownership. My thing is this. If you donate money, you do that on your own well-being. If you subscribe, like, comment, all this other extra stuff, you're doing that on your own well-being. It's not needed, but it's helpful. It's helpful to get me to the next step of being a bigger content creator. But people need to understand, it would be no different than if you have a business, I go into your business, and I start trying to boss you around. just because, oh, I bought a hamburger, or if it's a clothing store, I bought me a t-shirt, or if it's a sneaker store, I didn't even buy a pair of sneakers. All I just did was get some shoelaces. Not even that. I just walked into the establishment and said that I wanted to just get some shoes. But just because I'm doing business with you, that don't necessarily mean that I got priority over you. I got ownership over you. People need to start understanding that. But I feel like people go to a person's channel thinking, oh, I could just boss them around because that, oh, I'm a subscriber. I'm a fan. I'm a supporter. So they gotta listen to me. No. I do not. I am not one of those content creators where it's like, oh, you just come to my channel and you tell me to jump and I ask how high. That's not what this channel is. This channel is T-Moss Boss Content, which means I'm going to sit down, I'm going to come up with some content to create, and I'm going to post it on YouTube or TikTok or Twitch or whatever platform I decide to post on. But that doesn't give you guys the right to tell me what to do and what not to do. That is not what this channel is. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, people, you guys got to stop doing that stuff where you go into a person's channel and start telling them what to do. They're like, oh, I don't want you. I feel like throughout the years, I've seen some of the most dumbest like comments from so-called claim fans where it's like they'll talk on a person's relationship. They'll talk on just overall like the people that they're hanging with and things. Like, you know, whether, yeah, friendships, relationships, the type of content that they're doing, whether it's gaming or something else. I'm saying it's stuff like that where it's like music and it's like, fam, I'll never forget. I remember when The Weeknd, when he came out with that song False Alarm and people was getting on him because it was different than his other music. And it's like, so what? I like this song. That's a song that I still listen to this day. Well, it's actually been a minute since I've listened to it, but it's one of my favorite Weeknd songs. I will say that much about it and stuff. So, but yeah, it's just weird when people, when they be like doing stuff like that and it's like, fam, you got to realize you ain't got no ownership or just you, there's nothing that you have done for that. Yes, you have shown support. I am forever grateful for that. But you need to understand that that is as far as it's going to go. But all this, oh, I ain't had people say some stuff like that before where it's like, I'm a subscriber, I'm a supporter, so therefore you got to listen to me. No, I do not. No, I do not. I would rather end my career right now if it meant I got to listen to some random people that want to comment dumb stuff like that. So I'm like, if everybody else can come to my channel, show support, like the video, whatever it is, join the stream, conversate, and all this other stuff, and they know that they ain't got no ownership, and they are like, hey, I just came through, and it's somebody where it's like, they don't see me as a god, they don't see me as a peasant, they see me as an equal. And I feel like that people, it's like, I don't even want to know what people be thinking when they be like coming across somebody and stuff. And I'm like, just understand that you don't have no ownership over a content creator, period. All right. So anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if you're viewing this on podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.